This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go again. Thursday, April the 8th on the calendar of the year 2021. This is the DJV program with vision and courage. We enter into your lives every day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, great leaders like us come along rarely. So it's about time you pay attention to what we are saying. Right, ladies? How's that for us?
I always think about the person who has just landed on our show for the very first time and listens to you and your very weird boastful statements.
Really? Huh. Well, listen. Vision. Great vision. Think about some of the great... There's a PBS special on about the life of Ernest Hemingway. Have you seen any of it?
I haven't really seen it. I have it DVR'd, though.
Captivating. It's really very interesting about his life. What you think about him based on his writings and what he was like in real life, 180 degrees difference. 180 degrees.
The guy was... too smart for me. I've got a DVR. I've got Jersey Shore DVR'd. That's about my scoop.
Well, I mean, you know, I do a highbrow, lowbrow mix.
Pretty fancy. I don't know.
All right. As long as you're DVing or you're watching debris in its real time, that's what's important. Meanwhile, speaking of other things that are important, I see, Jennifer, that the Biden administration is working to try to handle the surge of migrants. We're talking about how in New York State, a lot of the illegals are getting $15,000 in stipend. So we're spending a lot of money down in Texas and Arizona and the Border Patrol in California for these unaccompanied migrant children. I actually must admit to feeling badly for them because they're
not there. It's
tragic.
There's a story yesterday of these two kids. I don't know if they were brother and sister, but there was a boy and a girl who found in Texas crying, left alone because the smugglers have used them to get into the country, left them out in some open part of the desert.
And thankfully, someone found them.
All of these migrant children, this is what I said. You know, people were like, oh, I can't believe we're going to provide in-person education to the migrants. And I get it. Super hypocritical in California because American kids are not getting in-person education. But what about the San Diego Convention Center that's stacked full with girls who have come here that are unaccompanied minors? You don't think that 90% of them haven't been sexually abused or worse that are sitting in that convention center?
On both sides of the border.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And now Biden's got another scandal with the board. And here's the thing. Optics matter. Say what you will about Trump. When people would get on him for something, he'd always go, well, I'm going to go travel so-and-so. And people go, oh, yeah, nice timing because you just got called out in the media 3 days ago. Biden and Kamala Harris have not gone to the border. They should be there. One of them at least should be there. This is such a... it's so frustrating. When you have a crisis like this, it looks like no one is in control, and they've let this go. It looks like they're incentivizing sexual abuse, drug trafficking, and
they're learning from the governor of your state, who I loved yesterday. He was asked whether the opening of school and all the state reopening was because of his recall.
No, not at all.
No,
but that's what I'm saying. They're not even
showing
up with the pressure of the media. Because, remember, the media has been shut out of the border facilities. Ask yourself if last year at this time the media had been shut out of some place, if you wouldn't hear
about it. Is Kamala Harris still in charge? What's she doing?
She's supposed to be in charge. Well, they said yes.
Right? I mean, she's supposed to be doing the negotiations with other countries.
Yeah, but this is what's so ridiculous, and it shows that they're playing politics before caring about any of this, is that Biden clearly said that Kamala Harris is in charge of the border. Then the day after that, the White House came out and said, oh, no, she's just in charge of negotiating to see how our taxpayer dollars should be spent in Central America because of this. She's just doing the negotiation. Why did they do that? Because they know that Biden, if he makes it through, if he doesn't, he's going to be putting Kamala Harris in charge. And they don't want that albatross of failure around your neck. It's politics before people. It's ridiculous. And now there's another scandal. This is the one that's breaking today, where the governor of Texas has come out and said, we need to shut down phone at one of these child migrant facilities because there's been a call, multiple reports, of sexual abuse happening inside of the facility by people who are working there, by people who are watching this happen, and so we have to shut this one down.
It's really the,
you know,
really,
where does everybody go?
Society. How do these?
Of course, they're capturing terrorists at the border. There are MS-13 gang members. Mm. The Border Patrol said in the last month they have what's called a getaway count, where they estimate how many people got away without getting caught. Their estimate is 161,000. Yesterday, in Texas alone, 3,000 people were apprehended yesterday.
So
I mean,
answer this question,
huge.
Please. Is the wall, are they continuing to construct the wall or not?
The wall was called racist and mean-spirited and not who we are, even though they put up a wall around the Capitol when they were afraid for their own lives. Well, now the administration says, we are going to build the wall. We are going to fill in those gaps in some places. And so now they're getting criticism from the progressives like Ilhan Omar, who says it's shameful and unacceptable for the Biden administration to continue construction of the border wall. So what's the answer? I mean, who really cares about what's happening? Well, I mean, she's a voice for a lot of progressives, so I think people do.
All right. Now, the terrorists, the count, we're talking about a lot of these others. You just mentioned the undesirables. How many of these are coming through that aren't being caught? I've heard there were thousands a day.
The estimate, that's what I just said, the getaways, they estimate 161,000 last month. But that's an estimate. They don't know. That number could be more, could be less, but they think 161,000.
Hmm. All right, gun control. Apparently the president wants to do, why can't we just, we ask this question all the time and it becomes pedantic. Why can't we just enforce the laws? So there aren't going to be new laws passed. Apparently, Biden wants to he wants to sign off on some executive action. What could that be? What would it be? And what should it be, if anything?
Well, I don't think. I mean, my opinion is it shouldn't be anything.
Well, what
I don't
are
think
the,
that he has the legislative power to do this. But what he's planning on, from what reports are, is that one of the things he's going to be talking about today is ghost guns, which is, I don't know, it's sort of a red herring. Ghost guns, typically, and at least in the last few shootings, it means a gun that's not trackable, essentially. Oh. So it's a gun that doesn't,
like,
it's
no serial number.
Like they have this, they filed off serial numbers and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's a ghost gun, yeah.
And that already is illegal. So the fact that he's trying to sign an executive order about it, it's kind of stupid. It's to scratch an itch of people who said, we need gun reform. So pretty meaningless stuff, I think, will probably come out of the White House today, but again, is it about tamping down on good people with guns? Because that's what is saving a lot of people in these situations, is a good person with a gun responding to the scene and neutralizing
the
bad
guy.
Those people
aren't the problem, though.
That's not the ones. They're the only ones who are going to be affected by gun laws, because criminals, by their very nature, aren't going to follow them.
Uh-uh. Okay. Washington Post today says that the infrastructure plan, being as huge as it is, will have a problem not only with Republicans, but Democrats. Apparently his margins are very slim to none when it comes to this. I suppose, like anything else, you start with a big number and you negotiate it down, kind of like the tax increase. So how much did the, what's the public's appetite for this? The public's appetite for more taxes is zero, especially if we're just coming out of, and one wonders what the common sense quotient is here under the circumstances. The takeaway from me looking at all of this stuff is that it's not, there's no common sense involved. They're not really getting the pulse of the nation. They're listening to too many special interest groups, too many lawyers, too many lobbyists, and not enough of the people who put them there in the first place. Am I right?
I think you are. I think this is a disaster bill. I think it is not going to do anything to help anybody. It's just going to tack on more money to the debt. $2.25 trillion, unfortunately. The mainstream media is not very honest in how they cover this stuff. And so, you know, people read a headline and they move on and they think they know everything. And so, I don't know.
Nobody does that here, right?
I don't think that we do. I actually think that we have a staff full of people who are pretty smart. And, take, you know,
right,
regardless
so
of whether we agree on stuff, at least we know the stories.
Right. Except what it is for the common cold.
I think I said most of us.
Right. Three-quarters of the people on the show.
Okay, all right, okay. Anyway, so apparently a lot of police officers from around the country, now that the Chauvin case is in prime time, Apparently, there are police officers. For example, somebody in L.A. apparently referring to Chauvin's force as excessive. A lot of former officers, a lot of present officers. I know here in Framingham, the chief was asked about it, and he's black, and he said, you know, what he said. There are circumstances in which this sort of force is necessary, depending on the circumstance. I don't think it was necessary here. I think that's being echoed around the country, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it. Look, anybody who watched the video, you have to know the context around it. The video brought up terrible emotions for most people, but you have to watch what went on before, what went on after, the reasoning, the training. I mean, none of us work for the Minneapolis Police Department, and each police department has different things that are legal and not that are part of their training. So, I don't know. I think again, that's a misleading headline to say that, you know, this blue line of silence even existed. Number one, and the headline yesterday was that it's breaking in favor. I think police officers in general, police will always comment about how something looks compared to what their training is. I don't think that's new. Yeah. And I also think that you're getting all the witnesses for the prosecution right now. They're not going to bring up police officers who goes, nope, dude had it all. He had it. Everything he did was right. I mean, are they going to bring up those people? No. I mean, right now we're hearing from the prosecution. So I think, you know, is it, you know, a big stunning, oh, my gosh, the police are turning on each other?
No.
I don't even. I think that's based in falsehoods anyway.
Who wants to spend $300 for a new smart face mask from Will.i.am? Everybody raise your hands. $300, you ready?
Yes. Once the summertime southern heat comes, those built-in fans are going to feel real nice and really worth the price.
Really? $299 for a built-in fan on a face mask. This is this guy's a pretty good entrepreneur, isn't he? Doesn't he come up with all the different...
The best earbuds that I've ever used are Will.i.am's buttons. They're amazing. Yeah. They fit right into your ears. They're completely wireless. They're
fabulous.
Yeah. He is very entrepreneurial with a lot of tech stuff.
All right. So there you go. Something to look forward to. Perhaps we ought to discuss at the bottom of the hour the situation with Governor Cuomo. We haven't talked about that. For right now, I want to talk about the situation with you losing weight. Getting healthy, springtime, lose that weight, look good in your clothes. In the wintertime, you cover it all up, right? Summertime, hard to cover it up. So why should you have to? If you're losing weight and you want to keep it off, Calitrin is the answer to your prayers. Yes, you can say, please, every night when you go to bed, help me get healthy the right way. How do I do that? And God would answer, Calitrin. Well, maybe God wouldn't, but somebody's going to whisper in your ear. I've been whispering it. I haven't even been whispering. I've been yelling from the treetops. Calitrin, Calitrin, Calitrin. The weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, drug-free. You lose the weight safely, and you keep it off. Look at the tens of thousands of people who are quoted with a success, 86% success rate of keeping it off. How can you argue with that? Check it out. Buy the product. Go, please, to toploss.com. Use the code DJV and have to pay for shipping, and you get the BOGO deal. Buy one, get another one free. So you and your spouse get on the program together. You can buy as many as you want or need and get an equal number without having to pay for it. That's the deal now. The incentive is there to do it, so do it. Toploss.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret of Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
After the hour here on the DJV program, we have a number of things in the trending department to go over we haven't talked about yet. And we also have some folks who are weighing in on some of the questions that we have. So we'll get to that, including a focus on Tom Brady right after this.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Words and phrases and things that we talk about. Of course, I was the first person on this program to understand what an NFT is.
Yes.
So now, apparently, Tom Brady is launching into an NFT. So, Victoria, I mean, well, both of you, Jay and Victoria, what about these NFTs, the non-fungible tokens? Do you want to explain what they are, or shall I?
I'd like to hear you explain it, Doug.
Well, aren't they digital files linked to a chain, some kind of a blockchain? They're, you know, they're something that can't be duplicated.
Like they're
stuff that's in crypto.
Items.
He's got a few of the good buzzwords in there.
I know, right?
They're kind of jumbled in order, but like you've got the right words.
It's almost like art, cryptocurrencies in a way. So Tom Brady
If you're investing in crypto, you're doing okay. This stuff has gone bananas.
Oh, for real.
Everyone wonders how long it holds out. Anyway, so what's Brady doing?
Yeah, Brady's platform, he's launching an NFT platform. It's called Autograph. And, I mean, it's exactly what it sounds like. NFT digital files. Why not?
And so you would get a unique autograph that nobody else could duplicate? Is that what this is?
Well, no, the platform is called Autograph. But it will be, I mean, he's pairing up with a bunch of digital artists who will create I mean, for lack of a better phrase, groundbreaking experiences. So you have collector's items. It's all this kind of digital art. So you have collector's items like playing cards. I think there was something with, I don't want to say Nike, but I think there was something with one of the big sporting memorabilias that is going to be a part of this as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. There you go. Let's, I asked you to ask our listeners through our social media to share stories about what the new normal looks like. What are you getting back from, or is that a 24-hour thing that people have to think about?
Yeah, that one's still building. But we do have a couple others of, should the U.S. and allies boycott the 2022 Beijing Winter
great
Olympics?
Great question. Yep, great question.
Jeff Schmidt asks, what would that prove? Doesn't really think it would change anything. Carol Yappel says yes to the boycott. Another conversation happening for people who regularly wear masks. Have you ever forgotten your mask in public or forgot to wear it, didn't even realize you weren't wearing it until you're already in the store? And it's happened to a lot of people.
I've done it. I have a bunch of them in my car, in my truck, wherever I am. But I, you know, sometimes jump out of the truck, you run into the Staples store yesterday like I did, and I forgot my mask. And you go back out and get it. Okay. It's almost embarrassing. I feel like a child. You don't have your mask on. You can't get in here. But, you know, it still is something that's a part of the new normal. That's maybe one of the things you reflect on as we ask you to share your stories. Have you ever forgotten your mask? That's kind of two for the price of one, right, Jay?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people have said that they've already been in the store and they realize it, so they just kind of put their head down and try not to make eye contact. And
right,
a lot of people never had anybody say anything about it.
There you go.
I think store employees have a hard time policing people. It's not their job, you know, to do that, but they kind of are forced into it. So it's awkward.
Trending stuff. It's always there at DJV Show on Facebook and the other social media. It's 28 and change after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least one person is missing and 8 others were injured early Thursday morning following an explosion and massive 2-alarm fire at Yunkin Majestic Paint Factory in Columbus, Ohio. Some of the injured are in critical condition. The cause of the explosion wasn't immediately known. President Biden will nominate David Chipman, a prominent figure from a gun control group, to lead the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Prior to this possible role, Chipman was a special agent for the ATF. The agency has not had a permanent director since 2015. Amazon, which has done as much as any company to bring about the demise of shopping malls in the United States, has come full circle by buying up struggling malls and turning them into distribution centers for its rapidly growing e-commerce empire. Between 2016 and 2019, Amazon converted about 25 shopping malls into distribution facilities. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After taking a week off, NASCAR is back in action Saturday night in Martinsville, Virginia. Driver Kyle Busch was asked by Motor Racing Network how he feels about the Martinsville track.
You know, I look forward to getting to Martinsville. You know, Ben last year obviously was crew chief with Harrison Burton. It was the first time the Xfinity cars had been to Martinsville in a long time, and so there was no practice. They literally just lined it up and raced at Martinsville, and they were super fast. You know, Harrison was able to win that race. So Ben was with me when we were successful at Martinsville the years that we won in 15 and 17. So I'm looking forward to being able to get there, and hopefully we've got some things in store for us to be fast.
The other Kyle Larson, was asked if he thinks the new team will improve his results at Martinsville.
Yeah, my Martinsville is a place that I struggle at, I think, more than my equipment that I've had in the past. So I'm definitely curious to see, you know, how I'll be there, being with a team who just, you know, won the last event there at Martinsville. So hopefully I'm better than normal, but I'm pretty confident kind of, you know, going to any racetrack right now. I think our team's been doing a great job.
The Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 is Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1 and Motor Racing Network. Who will win the 85th Masters Golf Tournament? Players from around the world will vie for the $11.5 million purse starting today. That's happening in Augusta, Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
False narratives, no fake news. We don't make up anything here. This is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Today we celebrate International Feng Shui Awareness Day. All right, so for those of you, as Victoria is happy to point out, who just tuned into this program and you don't know what it's all about and you want to know, should I stay or should I go? Do they have something for me? We have something for everybody. And the discussion of Feng Shui, which I probably will have on my weekend show. There's an hour that I do every week called Your Hidden Power that shows up on a lot of these same stations. And it's basically about things that we don't understand in life, the reality of what isn't real, in a manner of speaking. And so a lot of people don't get energy because you can't feel it, you can't taste it, you can't, you know, it's there, but it isn't there. And I think that's one of the things about Feng Shui. It is one of those things. This has been around for thousands and thousands of years. One of the things developed in China when they had actually a great civilization and it was a great country. It's the system for putting go into your bedroom. Feng Shui is very important in your bedroom, where you put all the objects, where you put the dresser, where you put the furniture. And that's not only in your bedroom, it's all over your house. And there are a lot of things. I have a couple of books on Feng Shui, And it is, you know, when you come through the door, I don't know, Victoria, Jay, whether you practice this or not. But
yeah, I try to as best I can, yeah.
Okay, so do you apply it? You're moving next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So how will you set up your furniture in your new abode? Will you use the feng shui principles?
You see, the thing that people get a little overwhelmed with feng shui is that, like, they think if you don't follow, you know, the map exactly, you know, then things won't work out.
Doom.
You know, you have to kind of also, you have to also work with the space that you have. So we're moving into a larger apartment, but there's really only one place that the sofa can go, you know, and there's one wall that the TV can be on. So we have to work around those things. And feng shui is really easy, and you can do very small things that that can make a really big difference. And the whole point of feng shui is about your qi. That's the energy that's mm-hmm. in the room. So, like, you know, one of the easiest things you mentioned, the bedroom, that's a great point. Above your bed, you have to be very careful about the artwork and things that you hang above your bed. You don't want anything, you know, you don't want a mirror directly facing your bed because that's bad energy. So, like, the little tweaks here and there that you can make, you don't want a lot of stuff under your bed. Ideally, you don't want anything under your bed so that the qi flows all around your bed and you get better sleep.
I have dust under my bed.
Yeah, better. And it's better for your relationship. One of the things that people get freaked out about, which, I mean, I don't know. I can only speak to if you have a king-size bed, that's very bad for a relationship because underneath the mattress is two twin frames, so it's literally split in half. So I'm sure there's probably a study on it, but couples who have king-size beds, I'd be very interested to see if they have a higher divorce rate than, you know, couples who have a queen-size bed.
So I got a king-size bed. I have a queen when I lived.
I've only had one king-size bed, and we broke up. So that's the only anecdotally, that's the only thing I know.
So we have a king-size bed.
Uh-oh. Do you? Yeah, be careful. I have Daisy in the bed with me. I don't have anybody else in it these days. But it's interesting because the two, I was just thinking as you said that, how about if we put the box springs instead of side-by-side, end-to-end? So you put one at the top of the bed and one at the bottom of the bed.
That could be a good workaround. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, feng shui, basically, that's what it is. It's just finding little ways to work around your
good
obstacles
flow,
so that you have
good energy.
Flow.
Yeah, all of that's very important. The passing of Dolly Parton's uncle, Bill Owens. Wasn't he a country? Why do I think he was a country singer or a country guy?
He was.
Guy? That's what I thought. Yeah.
He was a songwriter.
Yeah.
And so he wrote Put It Off Until Tomorrow. With the Dolly, he's done a lot of things. He apparently wrote some songs for Loretta Lynn and Porter Wagoner, Ricky Skaggs, Kris Kristofferson. He was most of the time behind the scenes, but apparently very, very proud, obviously, of Dolly. He also he was like Johnny Appleseed. He and his wife planted tens of thousands of trees all across park property here and there. So that's a cool thing. I'm doing that now myself this year. I ordered a bunch of trees, smaller ones, different fruit trees and willow trees and maple trees and
poplar
trees.
What kind of fruit trees can you grow in Massachusetts besides apples?
I have apples, pears, peaches.
Pears, right, okay. Oh, peaches? Yeah, peaches, that's right. Yeah, we've got peaches in Jersey.
They're great. It's nice to see the little buds coming out this time of year as well. Also in the news, some other names. Pharrell Williams has been in the news lately because he's interested in what happened to his cousin. I think this started, what, a couple of weeks ago when Donovan Lynch was killed. And so he wants to know down at Virginia Beach what the heck happened. So what is going on with this investigation? They find out anything or it's hard to ignore. Somebody like that comes to town and says, okay, let's see what's going on. But apparently he's not happy with the locals, so he's called for a federal investigation into what went on.
The Virginia State Police, they have the case right now. But, I don't know that
he's killed by a black officer, though, right?
Lynch. So it's another police shooting. The officer's body camera was not activated, so that's yet another problem with body cams.
Yep.
And so this was, I think several people were actually shot. This was like a, this was some sort of shooting that happened in Oceanfront. It's a strip of hotels and restaurants. It's a very popular area in Virginia Beach. And so this was early in the morning that this happened. So it's so sad because his cousin was only 25 and had just graduated from college from the University of Virginia.
A football player, apparently, there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Jay, what's the weather like? We've been hearing more and more stories about spring weather. The jet stream is way, way, way up north. So it's now there are a bunch of highs and lows that are pretty much stuck across the country. I was just looking at the weather here. We have another week of pretty much rainless. We may get a little rain here over the weekend. But we're not getting any of the storms that you've gotten down there and that has been pervasive across the Midwest, upper Midwest, and the South. East, we got nothing here. We could use some rain, actually. It's pretty dry in New Jersey, too, isn't it, Victoria?
Yes, it's been very dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, how are you doing? That's always, you're at the crossroads of the bad weather down in there.
Well, we're in, like, this weird area that a lot of times the storms that we're expecting don't end up happening. Like, we were expecting severe weather last night and yesterday evening. None of it really hit Nashville. It's raining right now. There was a moderate risk that some rotation might occur around, like, 6 a.m. earlier this morning. That didn't happen. They're expecting some rain continued into tonight, but then a possibility of more storms coming on Saturday.
Mm. I think
it's like they expect things and prepare everybody for things. And
aren't you uncomfortable with the weather?
It's like, oh, nothing's happening, and then that's when something big happens.
But aren't you uncomfortable with the weather there? Because every day it's kind of iffy and scary.
My biggest thing is that I growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, we had basements. They're not very basements aren't as prevalent here. And there's so many more tornadoes that it would be like, no, why are there not more basements?
Yeah,
I don't like that there's no basements here.
Yeah, well, the ground is wet in a lot of places. They can't get a basement in, right? Isn't that? Or it's ledge. One or the other.
It's,
I think that's one of the reasons.
I forget what it is. It's hard. It's really hard. Like, whenever they're digging, like, they have to blow up a lot of the ground just to put foundations in.
Ledge. Lots of ledge. Yeah, that's what the problem
is. Yeah, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Ledge is huge formations of rock that mostly come from volcanic material that would have been created millions and millions and millions of years ago. But ledge is just huge pieces of rock that you can't, you know, basically
drill through. That's hard to build on then. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. Jill Biden, who is a military mom herself, turning her spotlight on a cause that's been close to her heart, making sure that veterans' families get the support they need. Man, I hope she has more success than some, not necessarily first ladies, but people in the past that have tried these initiatives and they get no place because it just goes, the stories of military families getting screwed over by the government are just replete with ending up in suicide. Hundreds, thousands of soldiers every year now. I mean, this is a national disgrace and one which we, you know, all of these phony politicians that use the military as a backdrop for their campaigns, and yet they pay no attention, there's no bills, there's no paying attention to what veterans need. So what's she going to do? What does it look like?
This is not new for her. This is something that when she was second lady, well, even before she was the second lady, this is something, you know, because of their son, Bo, she's a military mom, and they just, you know, it's, as we know, the president is very much in tune with, you know, with servicemen and women, and this is something that they've seen firsthand of how mistreated they are and how veterans are just left behind in so many ways. So when Joe Biden got elected, one of the things that I was very happy about was that Jill Biden, now being the first lady, that she would really be able to put a full spotlight on the military, the veterans work that she's been doing for years. And she and Michelle Obama together, I forget what it was called. It was the Armed Forces something. I forget what it was called, but they did a lot of stuff together that, you know, probably didn't get the press that it deserved, but a lot of really great work with veterans. And, you know, I have some friends who work for private veterans organizations, and in so many ways, those groups are the ones who really get stuff done. Remember when we had someone write into us who had heard about a different military, you know, a veteran who was stranded, and then through our show, we ended up helping this one guy get hooked up with a veterans group. You know, those smaller groups are the ones who just really make it happen on a day-to-day basis.
Well, that's where but then we shouldn't be paying taxes. One way or another, we should have some accounting of what's going on. By the way, speaking of private sector helping those in need, next Wednesday we'll devote this program a lot of time to Feeding America, like we did last year at the same time, raising money to feed, I forget how much money, it was like $6 million was raised last year to help Feed America, and it's much better organized this year, because it's just kind of a spur of the cuff off the moment thing that we did, but this year it's very organized, and I hope a lot of money gets raised. Hopefully you'll be able to help us out, raising money to help those people in the country who just don't have enough food, and there's tons more of them this year than there were last year. That's for sure.
That's absolutely true. Yep.
Some time with us. We'll devote a lot of time and resources to it next Wednesday or through the week. Next Wednesday and Thursday anyway here on the DJV program, 46 after the hour. I spend a lot of time on this program talking about MyPillow, its assets, the products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they've done it again. They've introduced the new My Slippers. Did you take a look at these pictures, ladies, yesterday to decide which ones you wanted? My Slippers.
We're yeah, they look great.
Slippers for everybody.
Very cozy.
Took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality, the highest in comfort. They actually use some of the MyPillow material in them. That's if you look at the construct of them, it's really kind of cool. They're different layers. All day, indoor, outdoor, you can wear them anywhere you want to. My Slippers, made with quality leather suede, exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combines layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same again. Whether you prefer the moccasins or slip-on style, My Slippers, available in a variety of colors and sizes, right now, 40% off the new My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, take advantage of the discounts on all the MyPillow products, including, you know, we've been talking a lot about the MyPillow towels. Those are still a BOGO deal for them. Check it out, all these great things at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, discount code on, well, for everything, but save 40% on these new slippers by using the DJV code at checkout. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 53 after the hour, there's a fungus among us. Oh no, it's Chuck Curran. He's here with the movie moments with a focus on a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie, the movies that Chucker has in his mind. There's always a significance to some of these great movies. I was talking about this movie the other day, by the way, as to how it wouldn't have made it through the muster of the current Oscar discussion. So you'll get to know exactly what the movie is right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
All right, 54 past the hour. As luck would have it, ladies, we can't find Chucker. We can't get to Chucker. So we have no Chucker, leading us to come around to our own devices. One of the things is, I don't know much about Jay's habits when it comes to what she likes to watch, either when she goes to the movies or what she's watching on the screen at home. I pretty much know what Victoria does with Lewis. But how would you describe Jay, your preferences as to movies you like? I know you told me once you liked horror movies, and I think I turned my nose up at that. Didn't I? Don't I remember having that conversation with you? Where'd Jay go? Where'd we all go?
Like anything anybody in the here? Marvel Cinematic Universe.
All right, so start
X-Men.
Over again because you weren't on. So let's
oh,
we'll
I
take
heard
two
her.
On that. I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, horror movies, zombie movies. I like comic book movies. Anything in the Marvel Cinematic Universe except for X-Men. I can't get down with X-Men. I want to say I don't really like sci-fi movies, but there are some sci-fi movies I do like. Nothing irritates me more than you're watching some kind of suspense thriller and the big twist at the end is that it's aliens. That really irks me.
Really? Yeah, would you
and
go
I like
to
stupid
see
movies. Like some of those movies that are so bad, they circle back around to good.
So would you go out of your way to see the Godzilla King Kong movie that's out now?
Nope, that one's not my cup of tea. I'm not big on the big monster movies.
You saw it, right, on Hulu or something, would you?
HBO Max, yeah. I would never, ever pay for it in a theater or anywhere else, but yeah, it was okay. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Have you guys done the 4D experience theaters, the ones that the seat moves and vibrates,
yes,
and sometimes they emit a smell into the theater and
super annoying
water at you?
Super annoying. I didn't get water squirted at me, but there I did the rumble seats. It makes no sense.
They used to do those back in the 70s when they had those big episodic, the earthquake movies. Charlton Heston was in that, and the Towering Inferno, and movies like that they could actually build a theater. It would shake, rattle, and roll along with whatever. The long suffering, and then they stopped doing it. I think people didn't like it because it scared them. Although, you know, you go to some of these movies, and that's what you go for, is to get scared. That new movie with Krasinski's wife, Emily Blunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the next step. And I wonder if we got Chucker here. The next step in that series. And it looks scary as hell. Chuck, you know what I'm talking about? The Emily Blunt movie that's coming out fairly soon? It's a follow-up to that silent movie, whatever it was?
Yeah, Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, it looks like...
Yeah, I mean, the first one was pretty effective. It made a lot of money. It put the director, John Krasinski, on the map as a talent and behind the camera, best known probably for the NBC TV show The Office. Emily Blunt's a major, player in the industry, but that sequel was supposed to come out last year. Obviously, COVID concerns kept kicking the can forward . The release date, I think, is I think they kicked that to next year.
They're plugging it now. It's in all the trailers. It's the trailers.
Is it
going to
be in theaters or on streaming?
It'll be in theaters. No, that's going to be in theaters. I believe that's a Universal release, so it's going to be in theaters.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers is HBO Max and in theaters at the same time.
Yeah. All right, whose birthday is it from The Godfather? Or did we
actually, this day in film history, The Godfather 2 won the Oscar for Best Picture in 1975. Ah. It was released in 1974. One of the greatest sequels, if not the greatest sequel of all time, Doug.
There it is. You heard it straight from the babe's mouth.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.